Hello and welcome to the Real to Rank podcast, the podcast that ranks your favorite film franchises one movie at a time. I'm Devin Spect, and with me as always is my brother Dayton.
Hey, howdy, everybody.
And today, RoboCop again.
We're doing it over. Well, we're doing it one more time. Another adventure on the streets of Detroit.
Yeah, once more into Detroit.
Once more into the breach, dear friends, that is Detroit.
It's a sequel. It's just more RoboCop.
Yeah. It's the people wanted it. They demanded. They said, we want the cop. And they Orion Pictures was like, we'll bring the Robo. Peanut butter to your chocolate. There you go.
Yeah. Man.
Chrome to
Orion
your cop.
Pictures. Whatever happened to that? Like,
bankruptcy.
They were so. Yeah.
I wrote that down because there's actually, I don't know, there's something oddly nostalgic about the Orion opening, at least to me.
Yeah.
Like,
there,
it's just
cause
like.
There's a lot of. We watched a lot of movies that would have been under the Orion label.
Yeah.
And you just look at it and you're like, they just had a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had a lot of not hits.
Yeah. They must have made a lot of crap as well. Well, I mean, like. You know, this made some money. Like, it's on a budget of, what, $30 million, and it made $45 million, according to Wikipedia. So, you know.
Probably
not
that much with advertising
yeah.
and whatever.
So it might be one
video.
Of the. Home video, yeah. But it was probably one of those things where, like, we have enough to make movies, but not enough to profit off those movies all the time. You know? Some are hits,
yeah.
some are misses, and that just accumulates, probably.
Because, like, I know Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey was Orion.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be a movie. I don't know.
That had to be a movie?
I was like, wait, that had to be a hit. And I was like, no, it didn't.
No.
There's nothing that said that had to be a
hit.
Was
Masters of the Universe Orion? I feel like that was Orion.
I think it was.
Yeah. And that, I don't think that made a ton of money.
Terminator 1 was Orion.
Mm-hmm. They definitely have cult classics, you know. They're one of those studios that made a lot of, like what's the one that, Troma.
Yeah. Well, they're the RKO of the 90s.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
And now, of course, the modern-day RKO is just it's the most devastating maneuver in sports entertainment.
Nobody ever thought there was that connection.
From out of nowhere.
Baga!
So RoboCop 2, directed by Irvin Kershner,
mm-hmm.
released 1990.
Irvin Kershner of Empire Strikes Back fame.
This is the last movie he did?
Mm-hmm. Not a bad, like, you know, not a bad way to go.
No. Overall, it's perfectly fine.
It's fine. I mean, I enjoyed it. It's,
yeah.
I think in the last... With RoboCop 1, I referred to that as very much an elevated cartoon because we talked about how that had a lot of depth and a lot of emotion. This leans far more into it's a cartoon. It's kind of just a big cartoon. You know?
It's
not knocking it for that.
Yeah, it feels like a 5-issue miniseries of a comic book.
Mm. Yeah,
like that kind of vibe. You know. I enjoy it. It's just not as good as RoboCop 1.
Well, it just
1.
Doesn't have the. Like the stuff we were talking about last time that, like, struggles with identity and, like, am I human or am I not? And you know.
No, they just drop it.
Well, no, they're just like, fuck it. Nobody cares. They just want to see RoboCop.
Yeah. You know what? Let's make RoboCop care about the environment, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our movie begins with an advertisement,
mm-hmm.
actually. A car jacking perp gets into the car, and then it fucking murders it.
Yep.
It's a murderous trap.
The murderous Magnavolt. That's how they secure nobody stealing their cars.
As John Glover explains. Like, he was, like, walking out and just like, got another one.
We got him. That'll show that fuck. Nobody messes with my Magnavolt. Yeah.
Yeah, so. And then we get start with the news
mm-hmm.
again.
I like
that.
Yeah,
and that it's a good way of, like, progressing. I think it's, like, 5-ish months, they said, after
okay.
RoboCop 1.
Well, that makes sense, because I was like, wow, the police are still on strike? Like, man, you know. Because we find
that
out in the opening, you know.
Yeah, the police are still on strike. I would have thought they would have stopped, But yeah, it looks like it's still going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes more sense that they're going for a few more months, a couple, however many months after. You know, that's a bit more believable than, like, years, you know?
Yeah. It, a new drug named Nuke is out on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being peddled by a cult drug leader named Kane.
Mm-hmm.
This news, I don't know where they get their sources. I don't know why the police did. Like, they're always just like, yeah, you know, Kane.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there. Yeah.
Roaming
around.
It's
gotta be Kane.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be. The big red demon himself. Yeah. I just like the fact that he wasn't, you know, peddling Tiberium this time around.
Hey, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Played by Tom Noonan, the Kane, yeah. Kane guy. And he's one of those great actors because he, like, I hate to say, like, totally typecast, but he definitely plays psychopaths really, really well.
The things that, yeah, because he was in Manhunter.
Last Action Hero. That's where I always remember him.
Me too,
mm-hmm.
sadly. Like, weirdly. It's like,
I love that movie.
It's great. But yeah, it's... Yeah, the world still
fucked.
World still sucks.
It's still screwed. I mean, there's nuclear meltdown in the Amazon rainforest. We learned that in the news blurb.
Yeah, it's just a lot of nothing happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
continuing,
I just need like a
trend.
Jet skiing squirrel or something.
Yeah, or like a hamster eating burritos or whatever.
But I mean, I do love the advertisements and the news.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really cool way of getting the point across, you know.
Oh yeah, giving
and, like,
the just,
set dressing.
And, yeah, set dressing and little like tiny touches of world building. There's a bit less of it than in the first one too, because we get little snippets and a lot more advertisements this time around. I noticed.
I could watch the advertisements though, like all. Like,
oh
those
fucking
advertisements,
yeah, me too.
Were great.
Yeah, those are awesome. Well, they're so like on the nose that they just make it great.
Yeah, they're very on point.
Mm-hmm.
Advertisements. But yeah, now we go into Detroit itself, and it's a hellhole.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed.
Well, yeah, like, so they have, like, this, what, a lady, like, a homeless lady gets her cans knocked over, and then the guy's like, hey, want some help? Because the car runs over her cart or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then he mugs her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, score of a lifetime. And then prostitutes mug him.
Yeah, it's the law
and
of the jungle.
I was kind of hoping that someone would mug the prostitutes,
right?
And we would just keep going forever.
It's
with
like
this
that
cursed
opening
money.
Of Lord of War with the bullet. You know, and just see where this change just goes through Detroit.
Yeah, it's like, I was like, is this money cursed?
Yeah.
But no, it's not. It's just the prostitutes. They're like, yep, got another one. And and we also get a big explosion. They walk by and an explosion like almost fucking takes them out.
Oh yeah, they're lucky that they weren't like caught in the blast radius of that. And I guess that like a bomb has gone. Somebody planted a bomb in a gun store. I guess that's what I.
So I am confused as their plan for a robbery, because they were like, okay, we'll plant the bomb in here, and I was like, isn't this just a store? Is this to disorient the guy who
mm-hmm.
owns the gun store? Like,
couldn't you just held him up, or were you needing to rob the gun store in order to have guns in order to rob other people? Is this the vicious cycle of the whole deal?
Or maybe they're just on Nuke?
That could be it, too. Well, they are on Nuke, because it's in their car.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And, of course, everyone knows where they get, knows where they source their drugs from.
Mm-hmm.
RoboCop gets, like, yeah, you get those locally sourced organic drugs.
Yeah, the best kinds of drugs. Safe for the environment kind of drugs.
Did you notice that one of the robbers of this gun store was the same guy that got
Lost
fucking...
World?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
T-Rex.
He's in a bunch of... He's one of those, I, you know, not character actors, but he's one of those background guys that you see in a bunch of stuff in the 80s and 90s. I think he's a stunt guy. He's like that one Asian guy who eats the Hershey's bar in Die Hard. Like, he's in everything.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered that guy's name, but, you know.
Yeah, so the robbery happens, but it's okay. RoboCop's here
mm-hmm.
to stop the robbery. Though, like, they already kill the guy. They kill the gun store owner, too. They're like, okay, where's the ammunition? He's like, over there. They're like, thanks, and they shoot
him. Bam, yeah.
Because life is still just as meaningless.
Yeah, well, I mean, and they're, you know,
Yeah, everyone that is a criminal is irredeemable and a monster.
Yeah, everybody's just an asshole. Like, you know, it's fend for yourself. Like, well, also, that's just kind of fits with just kind of the setup that we're in, because the police are on strike. There aren't as many police to fucking hold order. And so the old man's plan of just letting the whole thing just descend into chaos is still, you know,
well,
keeping on.
The old man wants to foreclose on the city.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just hit bunch of hidden fees.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. I like that, because it's like, of course fucking OCP would do that shit.
Well, yeah. Also, they can make Delta City a reality. But yeah, RoboCop's there. He breaks it up. And then he's like, interrogates one. He's like, where'd you get the nuke? It's like, it was mine. I found it. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get the nuke?
It's an ICBM, like, really?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just a bad guy. He fought Daredevil.
One of the few people who get that joke.
He had a flag on his face.
Yeah.
He's briefly in some of the shows.
There's also a nuke from Squadron Supreme.
It leads him to a factory, or like a drug manufacturing place,
mm-hmm.
a really progressive one, because they have like on-site daycare.
It's weird they're it's weird they're not wearing masks or anything, because I imagine if you're cooking up chemicals, you'd need like air and ventilation. It doesn't matter. Anyway, RoboCop rolls up on this motherfucker.
Now, and it's got like it's got a man at the door. This drug factory's got everything. It's got a baby. It's got a tween drug dealer.
Oh, that motherfucker, yeah.
Hob.
Hob sucks.
Hob is a weird choice.
Hob's a douchebag, putting it mildly.
I just kind of want to, every time he shows up on screen, I just want to know what his deal is.
He's a psychopath. That's his deal.
Yeah, I get that, but like, how does, like, because he, like, commands men. He's, like, a leader of
men. He's, like, a crafty little bastard. He's, like, the Robin to Kane's Batman, kind of.
Yeah, and I just want to know, like, how does one get there?
Well, I wonder if it's probably because he's a dealer who's dealing out to people, and he doesn't partake in his own supply, so he's holding that kind of lordship over people. You'd be fucking surprised, like, if you're, you know, dangling that chain in front of people.
And he's got like he's got his own gun that looks like a boombox kind of, or like a radio,
or like that blue thing that he shot people with.
Yeah, like it's like And I just like, and eventually, briefly, he controls the whole underworld.
I don't know if he really controls, or if he's just.
I mean,
up,
he has a big truck full of money and almost buys the city.
Yeah. But I don't know if he's like, this is the representative for the whole underworld, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was wearing a suit, so he was aiming for that Don Vito Corleone.
He
one.
Got himself a pinky ring.
Fucking
he understood.
He's like the shittiest version of Gordon Gekko.
But I just like, what is it?
Again, I think it's just because, A, he's a pretty like street kid. He's very cunning. And probably, like, you know, again, fucking psychopath, knows how to manipulate people. And also very smart, in as much as you can manipulate drug addicts if you don't take the drugs you're peddling.
Fair. It's just...
lording that
but
over.
But, I mean, he seems like he's Kane's, like, number two guy.
Like, or like his inner his circle. Acolyte might not be the right word, but his apprentice.
Mentee?
Yeah.
Mentor?
Protege.
Yeah.
You know. Because, like, there's that point when they're torturing the cop and Kane, like, holds his head. They're like, no, you gotta watch this. This is the fun part.
This is where the magic happens.
And maybe there's some of that too, where people are like, well, this is Kane's fucking second, you know, his heir, the heir of Kane.
Abel.
Yeah. No, that's his brother.
But yeah, RoboCop kicks down the door and then just mows down dudes. Did you notice that he reloaded?
Mm-hmm. I did. I made specifically a note of that. I was like, oh wow, it's possible. He turned to a thermal clip, finally.
Yeah. Well, it's the sequel.
It's true.
The sequel you can reload.
We have to redesign the game mechanics for this.
You ever wonder why? I know they have an in-game reason, but I'm like, Yeah, every weapon. All of the weapons everywhere.
Even on planets that were totally abandoned, like Iaea from like 25 fucking years ago, that should have no reason for having thermal clubs.
They all do. It's just, once that mandate came down,
it was, we replaced it everywhere. It was across.
The galaxy's really fucking efficient.
Yeah, they're real, real quick. Like, are there people down there? Well, we're just going to drop thermal clips on these planets anyway. Bye.
So, just so you know, that's what we use now. It's the galactic standard.
Yeah, it's only been, like, 2 years.
So, you know, but, you know, instead of this whole, we want to make it more of a shooter.
Yeah, you know, we don't want these guns to overheat because that seemed to be a problem. I prefer the infinite ammo guns to the thermal clips, if I'm being honest.
They tried to make an in-game reason as
they
to
really
why.
Did.
But
it's so
but
stupid.
But it still doesn't make any sense.
It kind of breaks this really well-established and thought-out world that they did.
Yeah.
Because I'd be fine with it if it was in, like, you know, some of the more normal places, but the fact that it's just everywhere is just fucking...
I think they should have really added in some guns that were,
older?
Like... Yeah, like, and you just found one and it works.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
Before. Yeah, but they don't. Anyway,
back to the movie.
Yeah,
back to RoboCop 2.
Yeah, the baby that's there, because they have a baby drug dealer, too.
baby yeah, of a drug dealer, I imagine.
Well, I presume he's Hobbs' heir apparent.
He's like, okay, baby, you're my second in command.
Like, yeah, and the baby has a vial of sperm as its second in command.
Seconds in command, there's millions of them.
You know, it's turtles all the way down.
They really don't rack in that much money. Yeah. Neither does the baby, really.
No, but the baby's just learning.
Yeah, he's working in the red for a long time before he, you know.
You know, you really gotta nurture them before they can becomes a toddler drug dealer.
Yeah.
But RoboCop can't shoot the kid, and it shoots RoboCop in the eye, and the guy takes the baby hostage. Like, I'll kill the baby.
Mm-hmm.
RoboCop fucking ricochets a shot, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. And Anne shows up too to help him out, and Anne's able to catch the baby before anything, you know, super bad happens.
She also, like, because earlier RoboCop locks some dudes in the meat freezer, and she specifically opens the meat freezer to kill those guys.
Yeah, well, gotta be thorough, you know.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck are you doing, Lewis?
Well, there's guys in there. They got guns.
Like,
I wonder why they didn't shoot
game.
The. I wonder why they didn't shoot the. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, she kills those two guys, and then almost, is that where the fucking Hob almost, like, groats her?
Yeah. No, he does that at Bear Cave.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Then she's like, wait a minute, he's like a 10-year-old boy, and then she's throwing
Yeah, but
around.
She's, like, yeah, true, but she's also in that fucking stupid blocky armor.
It's fair. But yeah, so that's the day, well, the day's not entirely saved. Kane and Hob get away in a bitchin' limo.
Mm-hmm.
It'd kick out the Asian lady with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know.
Well, gotta priorities.
So RoboCop gets to live in his best life. And by that, I mean stalking his old family.
Mm-hmm.
We have to address this point. It just seems weird because they address it. They're like, yeah, it's his old family. Which I thought, like, they moved out of Detroit.
I did too.
Yeah, yeah. But you, like... When they said he moved away, I wouldn't, like...
like, to the outskirts of Detroit.
Yeah, I know. They moved from one suburb to another.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I would have presumed elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's he's kind of, like, stalking the family.
Yeah, I guess that... Because not reconciled, but I guess he's having still that... Like, this is kind of one of the threads from that identity crisis from the last one that they kind of try to resolve. So I guess he's, you know, just, you know, passing by and it's freaking the wife out, because of course it is. But he's not, I don't think RoboCop is totally understanding what's going on, because he's still in that, like, am I Alex Murphy, am I not? I don't see it as, like, totally malicious. I just see it more as, you know, he's fucking just trying to figure shit out.
Yeah, and so they...
And he resolves it himself later.
Right about now, basically, because they have him in the chair, and then they're, like, grilling him, like, why are you still going here? Because they're suing him, including the principal from Buffy, the first one. And, like, hey, you know, they're suing you, like, in OCP, you're giving a bad name. And then the wife comes by, Ellen, by the way, found out. And he's like, look at me, I'm a monster. Touch my face. Yeah. I'm a monster.
Feel that. That's monster face. Yeah. Well, they grill him before the shitty lawyer and the other lawyer. Like, yeah, what are you even going to be able to... You're not Alex Murphy. You're a machine. You're not going to be able to provide anything for your...
Wife. What are you going to provide? Companionship?
Yeah.
And
love? Cold, dead robot hands?
We didn't make you like Data. You're not fully functional, RoboCop.
They definitely didn't make him like Data. Full range of motion? No, thank you. Anyway.
Yeah, what are you going to provide her? The ability to run?
Yeah, but so yeah, Ellen comes by and RoboCop's like,
I'm a monster.
Fuck off, Ellen. I'm done with you. You're done. Alex Murphy's dead. I am simply first name Robo, last name Cop.
Yeah, be gone from me. Yeah. And,
vile woman. Like,
and then, yeah, she just leaves. She's gone.
Mm-hmm. And well, I don't understand. So she's suing the city, but she's still very broken up about the whole, like...
Well, because the harass... Like, I think she is... It's like one of those things where she just wants to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like, thing that's wearing her dead husband's face.
It has his brain. Yeah. It's like in his spinal column. And, yeah. No, I get that. It's just like... I don't know. It just seemed a bit like... mix of emotions all of a sudden, like one punch, two punch real quick. That's kind of what I meant.
Well, it just seemed to me like, we've got to resolve this threat.
We can't have the family here because people will be like, are they going to get kidnapped? You know?
Yeah. And to which I was just like, then why even bring it up? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it.
I think it's just to, like I said, just that's like a sort of loose thread from the last one. They can kind of tie that up, you know, pretty.
Yeah.
Quick. And but it just should have been done better.
That is one of the things that it just feels like, okay, we're addressing this. It doesn't matter. Bye.
Mm-hmm. We got to move on. There's fucking Nuke and Kane to be dealt with.
Yeah. Well, and I have here is a very dark advertisement. What is next? I was like, man, that's dark. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't the sunscreen.
Now I'm going through my notes because I usually write those. Down. Saves baby, sees wife, foreclose on a city, Detroit, RoboCop 2. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember either.
Yeah. Yeah, but the city's broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we mentioned, OCP is going to foreclose on the city of Detroit.
Yeah, they owe $37 million.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to pay that back.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be like a whole crisis and they'd have to appeal to the
state of Michigan.
Yeah, the state of Michigan and then the federal government, but whatever.
Well, I mean, that, again, just goes to show that cyberpunky, like, OCP's just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
They signed the contract, red dotted line, fuck y'all. The old man's just hanging out the window, flipping the bird across the whole town.
Deuces.
Take that, Detroitians.
And I will also say one of the other things that kind of gets me is, like, I'm unclear as to what OCP's direct motives are, specifically with RoboCop 2. Not the movie that we're watching,
but the
product.
RoboCop, yeah. RoboCop II.
Yeah, like, because they're like, oh, yeah, new improved model. And they have, like, yeah, here's RoboCop 2. And he, like, shoots everybody and then himself.
Yeah. The fucking that one looked like he was about ready to fight the fucking clone armies in Attack of the Clones, that first RoboCop 2.
Right? And another one just, like, rips his own head off.
Yeah,
and
it has,
like
a skeleton. Like, that's pretty wicked. Yeah, I guess that they're just doing, like, that, you know, being a company, they're like, fuck it, let's try and see if we can make more RoboCops. Because I think RoboCop, the, you know, Alex Murphy RoboCop, they mentioned he's kind of an anomaly that it worked so well. You know,
yeah,
sort of
well,
because
they... Well, and they have like a new psychiatrist lady.
Dr. Fax.
Dr. Fax. Just the Fax, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, we'll screen the candidates and we'll figure it out and try to make like a, you know, an improved RoboCop, bigger, mm-hmm. faster, stronger than before.
More lethal. More guns.
And they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they succeed in that part.
Well, kind of. They do make another non-suicidal cyborg.
Yeah, they just make a bigger, more homicidal robot.
Progress.
That's what we call it, an OCP.
But yeah, there's also... we go back to the station, and we have police officers on Nuke. Mm-hmm. And he's the one guy,
Duffy.
Yeah, Duffy.
The
Patrick
fucking
Duffy.
Adam Richman of the Detroit Police Department.
Yeah, we keep him around as more of a mascot.
He's like, in the battle between Detroit versus food, food won.
So mean.
I don't give a shit.
But you're right.
He's not wrong. I literally was like, is that Adam Richman from Man vs. Food?
It's not.
It's a whole different guy, but yeah.
He takes the nuke and then immediately goes to the like RoboCop and Anne are like follow him. Or not him specifically, but they go to an arcade where they know that Hob hangs out at.
Mm. Yeah, because they're trying to track down Hob.
Yeah, you got to fight Calvin first.
Yeah. RoboCop keeps rolling through that clip of him, like, can't shoot a kid, can you, fucker? Bang. Thing through his head.
Yeah, and he's like, I can. I can.
I totally can. Just got to get rid of these fucking prime directives.
Right?
Once you find warp travel, kid, you're toast.
But yeah, they go to the arcade. I love looking at all the old arcade games too, because there's a part of me that's just like, this was where I was like, does this take place in 1990? Is this what it's supposed to, or does this take place in the future?
I think it's supposed to take place in a quasi sort of future, because I read somewhere that like, I think I'm not sure if that's true or that for the reboot, but like it's supposed to be futuristic. So I imagine, I don't know, arcade technology hasn't gone far in the future. They aren't making more of them.
They just still have old copies of Bad Dudes out mm-hmm. there.
Well, it's, you know, couldn't afford to buy any new ones.
That makes sense. And yeah, Duffy sells out the cops for some, like a wad of cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Good count. No, it's fine. That's fine.
You seem like a trustworthy drug dealing kid.
Yeah. But how about some nuke, Duffy? And then how about a burrito that's 25 feet long?
I have the spiciest wings of all Detroit. What are you going to do about it, Duffy?
Yeah, you going to take the challenge? You'll get a t-shirt and your face put on the wall.
If you don't succeed, you get your face put through an arcade cabinet.
Everybody will be cheering you on.
Yeah, it's
you'll
a
get the meat
that's,
sweats.
It's literally the size of a child. Apparently can't have that. RoboCop just bursts in. And it's a raid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that arcade's going down.
Yeah. They're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's where Hob tries to kill Lewis with the Garrett.
That's right, yeah.
And then it's only saved when she realizes she can just stand up and, like, back body drop on it. Like, just, you know, because he's... tiny.
Yeah,
he's not a big child.
He's not someone that you think if I kicked him hard enough he'd stop. Yeah.
He's the kind of kid that you think I could take him in a fight.
As we all have thought many times in our lives.
You ever just size people up and just assess threats?
Yeah, ever just walk past a middle school and just think, I can beat up all these kids.
How many middle school kids do you think you can take in a fight? At least 3.5. Depends on the middle school kids, I suppose. How old are they? I'm a big guy. I can take them.
I'm
at
tall.
Least five.
I'm assertive. I can take them down.
Do they have weapons?
I don't know.
Then, you know, you run through the scenarios in your head. And then, you know, then your fiance asks you what you're thinking about. You're like, nah, nothing.
You can't. You don't need to know.
It doesn't matter.
It sounds crazy if I say it out loud.
Who'd ever do that? But yeah, that's RoboCop, like, gets a hold of Duffy. Like, where'd you sell out? You know, what information did you give them?
Mm-hmm. Well, Duffy gave them, like, info of, like, these are where their roots are. I guess cops and what their roots are going to be. And they mentioned having snipers on the roofs to take them out.
Yeah. We don't ever actually see that.
No. Well, I think that everything just goes tits up on their end before anything, like, goes down.
Gotcha. Yeah. RoboCop doesn't, like, arrest him or anything. He's just like, you're a poor excuse for a police officer. I'm a bounce.
Well, I can't even remember what happens after, because, like, I got...
The next thing I do is that they go to the old mill.
Yeah, they go to that warehouse or whatever.
Yeah, and there's a car bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
and, oh, yeah, he goes to the... Yeah, he goes to the mill. He, like, goes immediately there. He, like, rolls up, and then they blow up his car, mm-hmm. RoboCop's car, but he's somehow
not in it.
Stealthed away.
He snuck away. Not many things that RoboCop can sneak away from, but he did with that. Yeah, because it seemed like the car turned, you know, like somebody was driving it, and then it blew up, right?
Yeah, no, he was like, oh, okay, I got to get out. I got to get to the gate. He rolls through. The car blows up. There's no setup as to why the car would ever blow up.
Yeah, it just blows up. It's not like they have a bazooka or nothing. There's no, like...
Or, like, a landmine underneath the car.
Or, like, somebody mentioned, like, we planted a car bomb in there somehow. Like, no. It just decides its
casino.
Time is up.
The car...
Maybe
just
RoboCop
decides
did
that. It's not long for this world.
It's tired of riding in the streets of Detroit.
They put the brain of another police officer inside the car, and then the car exploded because it couldn't handle itself anymore.
Car cop.
RoboCar.
It's like the Knight Rider, but shittier.
And, RoboCop just like, haha, surprise, I'm alive. Mm-hmm. And then goes into, like, a weird room that they have with, like, the corpse of Elvis.
Yeah, an Elvis skeleton. Well, the guy that he's, like... There's, like, one guy that RoboCop is tracking that I guess is, like, an Elvis impersonator. I tried to look up a little bit on this, and, like, that's... He, like, reveres Elvis, so that's the little, like, touch there.
Oh, I thought that was Kane's.
No, that's that Elvis weird... Like, because when the car blows up, this guy who has, like... He looks like he's not an Elvis impersonator.
He looks like Fred Williamson.
Yeah.
In Elvis cosplay.
Yeah, there you go. And he, like, you know, like, looks around at the burning car. He's like, oh, that's weird. There's no... robotic corpse. And yeah, that's when RoboCop sneaks in and find Elvis's bones. But I guess that's like because that guy loves Elvis. But I don't know, that's one of those weird things. I was like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's weird.
Gotta spend your drug money on something,
right? Otherwise what's the point?
What's
can't
the point?
Take it with you.
Yeah, you know
sometimes you just gotta spend all that money on the bones of Elvis.
You gotta revere the king, man.
Unless it's not actually the bones of Elvis, it's just some other bones, and then he put all the stuff on it, but...
I'll just go out there, the bones of Elvis.
Yeah, it's funner that way. And as he's walking through what looks like a brewery, actually.
Yeah, it does look like a brewery, kind of.
His RoboCop's hand gets shot off by Hob.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, aha, we got you. It's a trap.
Yeah.
You can't kill me, RoboCop. I have friends.
Yeah. Oh, man. Kane's very... Like, I like Tom Noonan, and I actually like the performance of Kane, but he just feels so just kind of flighty sometimes.
He feels just sort of there.
Yeah.
I also don't... They, like, tell me more things about Kane than we get about
Kane. From Kane, yeah. Like, we know more... from what other people say of him than from the actions of the man himself.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he has a god complex. And I was like, I didn't pick that up at all.
I mean, I kind of did because of his, like, just half-assed, like, stupid rantings about shit. Where it's like, this guy is very full
no,
of himself.
No, he's just on drugs.
Yeah, he's on drugs and he's very, very full of himself. He likes the sound of his own voice.
He's just doing cocaine.
The nuclear form of cocaine.
Yeah, well, I always thought the cocaine would be better if we irradiated
mm-hmm.
it.
Because then you might get superpowers.
Exactly. So, yeah, they shoot, like, a taser? Like, a long
yeah,
taser?
Like
a
like
police immobilizer?
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
And then he, RoboCop, rips that off, but they have, like, a big magnet, mm-hmm. and they pick him up, and they take him over there.
Yeah.
And then they try to do, like, surgery on him and, like, disassemble him.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Five disassemble, and they're like, oh, we could keep whacking at it. And I'm like, didn't you just blow off his hand with, like, a sniper rifle?
Yeah, or, like, whatever kind of fucking gun that was. Also, isn't he supposed to be, like, kind of a hardy robot? Like, isn't he supposed to be pretty tough? I mean,
yeah.
I guess if you keep whacking at it long enough, something's eventually going to break.
Well,
but
they, like, jackhammer and torture and, like, really mm. just disassemble him.
Yeah. Well, they strip him. That's what they say. They literally, like,
yeah,
yeah when they... Because, event like, and it also goes on forever.
That's, yeah.
Like, the, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and like, oh, got your leg, and yeah, I'm like, yeah, I got it. They're bad guys and drug dealers.
Yeah.
We're really hammering this point home.
Come on, man, let's get to the next thing. Because that's one of my big, I mean, we talked about this earlier. It's just like, there's some sequences that are just overly long. And I think they're overly long for the sake of being long, just padding out that runtime.
But yeah, like, and then we get the horrific RoboCop puppet.
Yeah, it is horrific, but I like it because it's horrific.
Oh yeah, no, it's fucking disturbing.
Yeah,
and, yeah,
it really
he's just
is.
Like writhing around like Cyrax. And,
yeah,
like you remember in Mortal Kombat 3 in the desert, there's like Cyrax sticking out, and he's like right. That's what it reminded me of.
Mm-hmm.
Very specific, but yeah, and like. OCP's like, oh, we're not going to put him the fuck together.
No, we already fucking, we're not going to waste money just, like, you know, reassembling Humpty Dumpty after a bunch of crackheads disassembled him.
Yeah, so they're not gonna put back Humpty Dumpty,
mm-hmm.
Like you said. So, yeah, they have to, it's like the techs down in the basement, like, help him out, including mm-hmm. one that's, like, weirdly attached that we never catch her name.
Yeah, she doesn't actually have, like, yeah, they never address her, but she's like, I know every inch, nook, and cranny of this fucking robot.
I love him.
Yeah, I love his cold, dead hands.
Okay.
All right. Well, you keep doing you, Janice.
Meanwhile, back at somewhere else, Duffy is, apparently he decided to go out drinking with a 12-year-old boy and his henchmen.
Well, I guess that, what are they doing? Because are they going to give him more, like... money or something? That's what I got. Like, he's like,
yeah,
oh, we're so successful. I ate that 25-foot-long burrito.
Where's more cannoli?
It's like, bring me a big-ass pizza next. Yeah.
And, yeah, then they knock him out at the old hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And they wheel him out. And like, is this a prank? Is there going to be a giant ice cream cake behind this?
How about a giant milkshake? Come on.
Come on. How about 12 of Detroit's finest death wings?
I gotta eat them in under 30 minutes.
I want that t-shirt.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then, like, Kane's like,
well,
oh, you fucked up.
You failed me, Duffy.
Yeah, you gave me RoboCop right in my hands, and I had to disassemble him.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much work that was? And Kane doesn't like doing no work.
Yeah. No, he works really hard to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, like, has a guy and just, I guess, dissects him alive.
Yeah.
And has Hob watch. And
yeah. In the battle between man versus scalpel, scalpel won.
His floozy's like, I thought you were only going to scare him.
Yeah.
And
he's fucking scared. Yeah. It's really disturbing because I know I'm giving the actor shit because he looks like Adam Richman. But that like, he's actually really good, I would say. He's actually really fun to watch. And those death agonies that he screams, oh, man, that's good.
Well, and he's, yeah, and at first he's like, this is just a big prank,
yeah,
right?
You're
just
trying to scare me? Yeah, come on, we're all friends, right? Nope.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, meanwhile, Dr. Fax has a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if, to make the best kind of new RoboCop, you use a criminal mind instead?
Yeah, homicidal maniacs.
You go wheels up, you get Dr. Spencer Reed in there,
mm-hmm.
you use all the criminal... Mandy Patinkin's going to be there. It's a Criminal Minds reunion.
Never actually watched Criminal Minds. I know it's good, but I've never actually watched that much
of it. You know, it is... I enjoy it for what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a police procedural that's fairly breezy.
Yeah.
And...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's a... really ridiculous at times. Like, I watched a whole season once,
mm-hmm.
and, like, each one of the members of the team got kidnapped at least once.
Wow.
Someone, I think, got kidnapped 3 times.
Jesus Christ.
And it has, like, one of my favorite exchanges in a TV show ever,
mm-hmm.
because they have to... It, you know, I was catching it in from, like, 9 or 10 seasons back.
Yeah.
You know? They're, like, in, and it's like, you're keeping secrets. And the last time you kept secrets, yeah, I went to prison for a crime I didn't commit. I know. And I was like,
that's a lot.
Whoa.
Wow. There's some backstory here.
I didn't know the lore was so rich.
Is that the one where Jason Alexander plays that serial killer guy with the big,
yes.
big white hair? That's the one episode I remember. I was like, that guy looks fucking... Jason Alexander's great, but he looked fucking ridiculous.
Like, Jason Alexander trying to channel, like, Colonel Sanders as a serial killer?
Yeah, like a coiffed Colonel Sanders. Like, that is a... Who, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, she wants to use, like, a malformed brain, like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And it worked so well for him.
Yeah, that didn't end up bad for the doctor at all.
He did great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't end up in the Arctic.
Yeah, RoboCop is the name of the doctor, not the monster.
It's funny. Yeah.
And yeah, there's another guy there who's actually like good with the computers and is not like a pretty psychiatrist. It's like, hey, we shouldn't do that. That's
yeah.
like a terrible idea.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's at least some people who have lines, you know, to a certain extent. That's nice to show. Because it would be almost cartoonish. It was just like everybody was just like,
well,
know.
Yeah. And honestly, like, they don't even have it to where her plan would even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the justification is like they have really high self-esteem.
Well, that's nice.
Good
for them.
Yeah, like. Well, they don't have any attachments or anything. They
yeah.
want to do crime, so
well,
obviously they'll want to stop crime.
Exactly, right? Well, and they mentioned, you know, like Alex P. Murphy's whole, you know, he's an outlier because he had an extraordinarily strong sense of duty, you know, stuff like that. And you don't find a person like that in every kind of, you know, brain. And, like, that's cool that I like that they bring that up. It was why he's kind of, like, unique in that regard. But also, like, her reasoning... It's like, there's almost no reason behind it. It's almost like, I want this to fuck up in an incredibly spectacular way.
Except she doesn't, and
mm-hmm.
she ends up taking the fall for
it. Yeah, she
it,
genuinely
like...
thinks it's a good idea.
And, like, yeah, I have, like, they don't have any justification as to why you would ever do that.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like a bad idea. The only one that we get is, like, well, he's addicted to narcotics, so we can give him narcotics.
Yeah, that'll make him do what we want.
Because you know how easily compliant people are when they need a fix.
I mean, just ask Cobb. That's how he ran the underworld.
Mm-hmm. It goes great
mm-hmm.
for her, and I wish her nothing but the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we also see, is that where, I don't know where it is, but yeah, we also see, like, the weird, like, the old man in his weird Japanese garden hot tub.
Oh, his hot tub. Well, because, so the one engineer guy goes to the... The one guy who was friends with Miguel Ferrer in the last one, his name's
Johnson.
We finally realize. The guy who liked the baby food. And he's like, okay, I'll take this to the... Because, yeah, that sounds like... Because even Johnson's like, that's a fucking terrible plan. Like, like, this sucks. Like, who the hell?
Like, you know OCP exists to make money,
yeah,
right?
We can't... Like, we're not in the business of losing money. We're about acquiring power and more money. Well, I also think that the idea with the... Why they're trying to find more RoboCops was because I think it was a really good public relations thing for them, right?
Yeah, so, it's just one of those things where, like, by the end, I'm just like, yeah, why did you make RoboCop 2? Not the movie. The movie, I understand why. Why did you make the entity RoboCop 2?
Well, again, I think they wanted to, you know, roll out that we had one success with RoboCop, we want to find another one, sort of thing. Because, again, good PR is good PR, you know? It'll might drum up support for people building that Delta City shit. But anyway, Johnson's like, horrible fucking plan. I'm going to go see the naked old man in his jacuzzi that's very, very small. Doesn't really cover anything, the old man. And I'm going to talk to him. And the old man's like, well, I understand your concerns, Johnson, but I'm not having sex with you.
Johnson, I'm going to be frank here. Your rack is just not sufficient to make this kind of point.
You just don't get me turgid, Johnson.
This is not working, man.
At the title of today's episode.
She just comes out in a robe and I'm like, yeah, I think giving criminals a robot body sounds like a great idea.
It's amazing.
All right, well, there it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, nothing I can do because, you know.
Yeah, so now they have to take robot. This is a weird, like, narrative, like, cul-de-sac, but they take RoboCop in to give him new programming.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they give him, like, oh, like, they get parents groups in, and they're just like, you know what I wish RoboCop did? I wish RoboCop was more of a friend to the children.
Mm-hmm.
He never stops and talks to people before he shoots them.
Well, she goes to, like, this board meeting. Well, not even a board meeting. You know, there's a bunch of people there. And asks them, like, what do you think RoboCop could do better? And, like, some of their answers, like, surprised me, where I was like, maybe you could talk about the environment more. Huh. Didn't think you guys cared about that, but okay. Like,
I think in, like, an ozone layer kind of sense, okay, you know, yeah. Like, because they've said, like, oh, the ozone layer's gone.
Yeah, it's fucked. You gotta douse yourself in blue paint.
You gotta go out and blue yourself. Join the blue man group so you can endure California.
Yeah,
it feels like this is just a dig to, like, different kind of parents groups. You know, about, like...
Oh, yeah, a little bit. You know.
I mean...
Well, also just, like, that... Because there's also probably an element of just being, like, you know, like, they don't really care. They're just fucking spitting out of their ass. But, they're, you know, it's either or. So she gets a whole bunch of notes from them, basically, and, like, okay, you remember how you had 4 prime directives? I'm going to give you, like, 400 prime directives. So you can't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, and... It mostly just makes him, like, flex a lot and be very positive.
Well, just be, like, an action figure. Like, that's pretty much what he is.
Or a wuss. Yeah. Actually, he turns into, like, a Saturday morning cartoon RoboCop.
Yeah, he does. He turns into, like Ted Turner's RoboCop.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do love this, the Little League gang.
The Little League gang?
Team. Yeah, a team of Little Leaguers. Yeah, like, that's pretty awesome. Fort. Like, do you wonder if that's after they went to the game or before?
Oh, after. Like, you gotta celebrate.
Yeah. You gotta celebrate your victory with the robbing of an electronics store.
You wanna get those games, man. You won the game, get some games.
And, like, yeah, like, RoboCop's being shot at, and he's just like, you should really stop it. And he tries to interrogate a corpse, because Murphy, or, like, Lewis shoots the coach in the head.
Yeah.
And then he tries giving, like, the kids who are, like, basically rioting and looting a small electronics store, like, a talking to.
How is he going to get away with all those kids? Like, it seemed to me, like, I wonder if he was going to leave those kids behind, because he had filled that station wagon up to the goddamn brim.
You know, I had the same thought.
I bet he's going to leave those kids to rot.
Scatter! Yeah, like, it's a whole team. It's, you know, the little boys and girls, like,
yep.
I guess they're not dealing drugs.
Well, at least there's that, you know. At least there's a silver lining somewhere. It cracked that guy's skull open, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, they blew that guy's fucking brains out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's, and then they're like, what is wrong with you? And he stops his car and, like, stops some kids from playing in a fire hydrant.
Yeah, and they're like, and what the fuck, RoboCop?
They spray paint him, and RoboCop's fed up with all this because he's a big pansy and he electrocutes himself.
Well, eventually they figure out, Like, because the other thing that tips all the other officers off that RoboCop's not normal is that he's not a stoic self. He's like, how are you doing today, Anne? You look lovely, you know?
Today is a beautiful day to fight crime.
Ah, look at that moonlight. She's like, Robo, it's fucking 12 in the afternoon, you know?
The daytime of the night.
Yeah. He says, that made me laugh. I forget what he said, but that actually made me laugh, where he's like, it's still regardless or whatever. But yeah, they take him back to the station. The lady engineer is like, well, we need like a shitload of volts of electricity to shut down, like reboot him, basically.
1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah, yeah. And Robo hears this and he's like, all right, I got you. So he goes outside the police station and like punches a generator, basically. And
yeah, like a big transformer, and electrocutes himself. Mm-hmm. And in so doing, ends the strike.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody's like, shit, Robo needs help.
Oh my god, Robo got electrocuted himself. Like, I mean, we're still not getting paid and our demands aren't being met.
Well, you know, you gotta stop that chain somehow. But yeah, they try to
Spider-Man 2 style into the precinct.
And he weighs like, well, they don't even make it into the precinct. He basically is like, put me down. And then he, you know, he gets up, and that's when he like, all right, everybody follow me. We're going to lay siege to Kane and those fuckers.
Yeah, like, I know where he is. Let's just go there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Kane is like, he's in a factory, but inside the factory is a trailer, and inside the trailer is where they make the drugs.
Yeah, or at least trying to make new versions of drugs. Because Frank, played by Frank Miller, who wrote the movie, is you know, plays like a scientist named Frank, and he's like, we're working on the Blue Velvet, all right? We got Dennis Hopper at the ready and Kyle MacLachlan.
It's a little weird. Yeah. I don't know if I want to put
really,
that in my body.
It's a really weird movie.
It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I want it. That's what you wanted. And like, yeah, they're Kate is like, yeah, it's designer drugs for all of your moods.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
all of the moods?
Huh. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
You know,
he's
uppers,
like,
downers,
I got a drug for that.
Slappers.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like, Kane apparently knows his drugs, though. He tries some, but he's like, I mix it with some of this stuff. This is good.
Well, I mean, that's that little bit of truth in television. If you do enough, you know, you do enough shit, you can pinpoint stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Frank Miller, of course, writer of a lot of things, including everyone's favorite all-star Batman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point in time, he's still at, like, his peak, so I ain't
Got done with Daredevil, or, yeah.
Yeah, he's still doing Daredevil. He just, I mean, this is, what, 1990, so Dark Knight Returns already come out, which I think is what attracted, like, why Ryan asked him to write it, because, I mean, that huge, monumental book in comic book history, and also really, really good, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently he did, like, 4 drafts before they finally were like, okay, we got what we wanted, so. I wonder what the earlier ones, like, could have been like, too.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that I would love to have, like, where comic books kind of are great, where they could just, like, yeah, show me what the original one would have been
I
like.
I do know that, like, I think he, like, his original notes and stuff, because he did do, like, a RoboCop miniseries, like a comic book miniseries, and I think that takes, like, a lot of the ideas that were going to be in his version, and they just did it there.
He also apparently did RoboCop versus Terminator.
Oh, nice.
Which was a pretty cool pairing, actually.
That makes sense. I mean, that's actually, like, I'd watch that.
I would love to watch
that. Like, that's a crossover I would be 100% behind.
Yeah. But yeah, so they raid the big factory.
Mm-hmm.
Blow up the trailer. Like, they go in, like, there's a bomb in there. And, yeah, Frank's dead.
Frank gets got.
But Kane and then Hob and
Angie, his mole.
Okay.
His gun mole. Mole.
Mole?
His gun mole. I said mole, but gun mole.
Okay. Yeah, they escape in a big, like, bomb van. Like a bomb. Both
yeah,
of them,
like a semi-indestructible fucking, we're riding through war zones, cooking drugs, fucking vans.
Yeah, it, like, one's just, like, full of money, and, like, Yeah, it's a big chase scene where RoboCop is after Kane.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff happens here. He, like, gets, like, ground up against the wall, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, that whole action sequence. At one point, like, they crash through, like, a bar.
Yeah.
And there are people in that bar, and they are very close.
Oh, yeah. The one guy was like, I wonder if he got hit, because he looked like he did not react fast enough with,
right?
You know, but I'm sure people are fine. But, yeah, like, really cool. Like, I do like the chase sequence, because at one point, like, RoboCop gets knocked off, and they, like, you know, take some guy's bike, so he gets a robocycle.
Well, yeah, he takes some, and I gotta say, as great as RoboCop is, there is nothing more ridiculous than watching RoboCop ride a motorcycle.
He does not. He's kind of character that's just not built for that. You know?
I mean, he's a little silly in the squad car, which is like a Ford Taurus,
mm-hmm.
Ford Escort. It's like a 90s Ford or
like
whatever.
Trying to watch him ride a unicycle or a pogo stick.
Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Not as much. I mean, if it had, like, if it was, like, a proper robocycle, like, they wanted to do, like, a toy or something, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, if it was a motorcycle, like, oh, hey, RoboCop, we built you a police motorcycle.
Yeah, OCP built you a robocycle. Isn't that nice of them? Yeah.
But, no, this is, like...
it's, like, it's just a motorcycle.
It's just the dude's motorcycle, and he looks so...
Well, he looks like fucking, big dude on little bike, you know,
because he's like trying to like hold his hand on the handlebars, but he's just too big.
Well, he's too big and he's too bulky, so he just
looks like a bear on a tricycle.
He really does. And here we can also talk maybe a bit about this time around with the RoboCop suit. He has a bit more like range of motion, but you can tell that there's just like. It's in pieces, and you can kind of see the black where it's like, okay, that's where fucking Peter Weller's shoulder is, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Well, it's not as, like, the first one I like a bit more because it's a lot more, kind of feels more robotic.
Yeah, and this one also, like, they paint it. It's very blue.
Yeah, it's, like, weirdly blue. Not badly like, blue, but...
No, but, like...
It's different,
because, like, one, it was very silver, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm not, like... misremembering that instead of like a blue
or chrome, I guess, like a kind of bluish chrome, blue steel. I don't know.
No, that's a look.
Yeah, I guess. But it's just, well, I don't know. It feels a bit like a step down, but it's not like it's not terrible. Sometimes you can just see it when he's just doing a, because I imagine they tried to make it a bit more like kind of comfortable for Peter Weller as best they could.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they. Like, all of the, like, any kind of movie like this or superhero thing, like, every subsequent edition, like, the suit gets changed. And generally it's for, like, so people can go to the bathroom.
Yeah, or so people can move their fucking head, you know, like, so it's...
Nah, the best way to move your head is to just move your whole shoulders.
Body. Move that whole torso around.
Yeah. This is where, after Kane is caught, we get the news article that, like, there's, like, $500 million
mm-hmm.
in there. The city's broke. They don't get any of that. And then we get our ad for Sunblock.
Yeah.
SPF 5 million, or 5,000.
5-something, but, yeah, they also put a caution up there. They're like, this will seriously kill you if you do too
much
of
it. Like, yeah, it's, like, toxic.
Mm-hmm. But it's the only way you can hang out in those beautiful California days.
Kane's crew, well, mostly just Hob and Angie, are, like, now divided as to what they are going to do.
Mm-hmm. Angie's like, we got to go get him. Because, oh, yeah, I don't think we mentioned this. Kane crashes the truck.
Yeah, Kane crashes. He gets caught.
Yeah.
Or caught.
Caught.
Not
he has,
got.
Like, I don't think they said he has brain damage, but he's fucked up. He's seriously injured.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we got to break him out. And like, with what? I'm 10.
Yeah, I might be a psychopath, but I'm not stupid.
Which, you know, fair play.
Fair
and
play,
like, yeah, and then eventually he just convinces Angie through a mix of drugs to like, no, I'm the new boss now.
Yeah.
And because she's high on drugs, this seems like a great idea.
Well, I can't imagine she, you know. I don't know, because they don't explain it, of course, but at the moment, he's the only one that has Nuke on hand to give her, and, you know, she needs a fix.
That's fair, yeah.
Because their lab got destroyed. I mean, where are you gonna make more nuke?
You'll find places. There's like, apparently old Detroit is just full of like old steel mills, old abandoned whatever.
Well,
it's like Gotham.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's just so many abandoned toy factories in Gotham.
Well, hell yeah, man. And also, like, you know, museums where they have giant typewriters.
Yeah, oddly specific
things. I love
you, things.
Dick Sprang.
But yeah, that's... We get the, like, oh, you know, he's got to save his brain. And now we get, like, the dark parallel to RoboCop. Where I, you know, RoboCop 2, or as I call him, RoboCon.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, we just got to take out his old brain.
Mm-hmm.
We got 5 minutes, and then they surgeon simulator it and just hack his brain away.
They surgeon simulator it. So basically, they kill everybody else in the room while they try to, they remove his lungs while they're at it.
Oh, God.
Ah!
Here's a hammer.
Oh, no.
Why can I not use my hands?
Why is this so difficult? Yeah. It's like when you use that fucking laser thing and you nearly, like, slice people's arms off.
They take the whole brain out, and Dr. Fax is there, and the surgeon just like comes out and
with
is
the
like,
head.
Yeah, this was his.
See?
This is his old head.
This was him. Yeah,
yeah. This is what he used to look like.
This is where your brain goes when you're not dead.
Yeah, that's actually
that.
Really brutal. It's metal as fuck.
It is pretty metal. Well, also, so Dr. Fax goes to Cain before he dies, and basically shuts off his life support. So that's what leads into them taking the brain. Here's something else that I was wondering. Why did they keep his eyes?
For vision.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Why'd they keep Alex Murphy's eyes?
Hey, they kept a bit more Alex Murphy. Like, you're going to just put the brain in, and he's got, yeah. Like, he doesn't have eyes anyway.
They take, like, his whole spinal column brain and eyes in there, and they just have him, like, fucking mother brain from Metroid.
And he's just, though, I think it's probably just for the effect of the eyes, because those eyes are creepy. Like, they're just staring, like, because you can tell he's like, that Dr. Fax, I'll kill you if
first
I had
gotta
a
get
body.
My drugs.
Once I get those drugs, you're doomed. You're toast.
Yeah, because this is all part of her master plan. So she's going to take this violent psychopath's spinal column and brain and put that into a hulking monstrosity body.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
And you'll know he serves the public trust because he has, like, the radioactive symbol on his chest.
Yeah.
The mark of Cain, if you will.
Yeah, <he's... laughs> that's funny. Yeah. Doesn't really come up, that nuclear fucking bit on his side.
No.
It's cool, though. Like, the Cain robot looks fucking wicked. I do like it.
Yeah, he's like a mix of Ed 209.
Yeah.
Kind of like an adapted sort of thing.
A lot more of a dynamic Ed 209. You won't get taken down by a manhole cover.
No. That we see that, too. Yeah. Like, yeah. In the news, like, the Ed 209 has been leased out, like, taken out by manhole covers.
Yeah, it's like, ah, oh, shit.
It's completely inept. Yeah, so the mayor, though, yeah, he's been around.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, there's a guy in the mayor's office that is a turncoat.
Yeah, who, like, seems to be working for the mayor, but is actually like, oh, no, I'll take the money for OCP to get Detroit fucked over. And yeah, so the mayor's holding like a telethon to try and raise the however many millions of dollars to, you know, save Detroit. And I think they only got like $34,000.
Oh, but how are they raising that money? Why, if it wasn't just the weirdest violin player I've ever fucking seen.
Well, there's not much left in Detroit.
Yeah. It's the most talented man in Detroit that isn't RoboCop. And he's just doing contortionist, he's playing Born to Be Wild. While on a violin and doing different contortions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they've raised a grand total of like $4,000.
Something like that, yeah.
Because there's no money in Detroit.
No money in Detroit. Nobody's got any money. But Mayor does get a phone call from one Mr. Hobb, who is like, Mayor of Detroit, I got an offer for you. And then we cut to the old man's office, and one of the lawyer people is like, somebody is offering up all the money, We don't know who. His identity's remaining highly confidential.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, if the city of Detroit pays their thing, we'll be financially ruined.
Yeah, well, I guess that they're just preparing for, you know, to
get
all
like,
the stuff
get,
for Delta City. I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, you'll get, like, $35 million.
Yeah, but they won't get Delta City.
I still don't know exactly how they plan to make any money with Delta City.
Well, I think they're just going to, you know, build a city that's like, you know, Detroit's a blight on the fucking landscape of Michigan. Tear it down, build something that looks better, because we're Omni's consumer products and we feel like it.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. Have you been to Michigan?
Fuck no. Why would I go to Michigan?
Why would anyone go to Michigan?
Exactly. That's the question on everybody's lips.
That could be a title episode. Or title right there with you. Yeah, so we go now to a drug deal. It's not even a drug deal. It kind of is a drug deal. A drug adjacent deal. A bribe, really.
This is drug adjacent.
This is drug adjacent. I mean, he's not buying drugs.
No. This is more like, you know, we're setting up a system for distribution. We're not talking about buying drugs. We're talking about setting up a system to sell drugs.
By the way, there's only like 40 minutes left in the movie.
Oh, yeah,
it's
we got
a lot. A lot has fucking happened.
Yeah, we haven't seen RoboCop for a minute.
No, as soon as RoboCop captures Kane, like 20 whole minutes, to the point where I've forgotten that RoboCop, like, I was like, yeah, wait,
he,
hey,
he
RoboCop's
should,
in this movie,
yeah,
isn't
he? Should be around, right? I guess we have a lot of catching up to do with everybody else, but yeah, this is, this takes up a significant portion, and I get it, because I want to do the whole setup for Kane and show that he's like, you know, a big villain. But it's kind of like, it's kind of weird that we don't, you know, like cut to something or reference something or anything like that. But anyway, like in the meeting, Dr. Fax is like, well, we can send Kane to fucking take care of the mayor.
Yeah, well, don't do anything against, we don't want to ruin OCP's sterling reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like, yeah, something like that.
Well, they don't want to be like, they don't want anybody to know that they're fucking sending a giant death robot to kill the mayor of Detroit.
A giant drug addicted
death robot. That's always a great plan.
That's the. They just kind of think like, are we the bad guys?
are we the baddies? Yeah.
I
don't know. When you put that collection of words together, it just brings up negative things. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I think Omni Consumer Products does a lot more. No, I don't think we do. Never mind.
No.
So, yeah, the mayor meets with the kid in another abandoned factory. I told you,
they're
just
they're
so
everywhere.
Many.
They're everywhere.
They used to make cars.
Yeah, that's where they used to make cars.
And, yeah, it's like, yeah, Hob has gone full on skeevy drug lord.
Mm, he's got a finely cut suit. And he's
a pinky ring. he's got his own goons. Mm. And he's like, pencil me in for $50 million,
yeah.
Mr. Mayor. And he's like, okay, this is a great joke. I gotta go be a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, the big bomb car wheels in and it's just
full of
like
money and gold bars and shit, and like, yeah. So the mayor realizes that Hob is somewhat serious in his delusions, and you know, they eventually come to a deal, but it doesn't matter because fucking it's gotta be Kane
just Kool-Aids through the door.
He really does. It's awesome.
Yeah, because the Hob's plan was just like decriminalize Nuke, I think, was like
they wanted to like basically make it legal.
Yeah, and then, you know, they'll just fuck off. Mm-hmm. And he's the mayor that solves the crime problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Kane just fucking breaks up the deal and kills literally almost everybody
except
for the mayor.
Yeah. It's pretty hardcore. Well, before this, Dr. Fax goes up to Kane and she's got this big giant fucking tube of Nuke.
Yeah. Like a fucking, like a tall boy of Nuke.
It is. It really is. It's like, oh man, foot type.
Keep
meters.
In mind, up until this point, the Syrettes or whatever, yeah, that's what it, like, mm-hmm. are, like, tiny.
Tiny. You like, put them at, like, just, like, press them against your neck, and that's how you get your nuke fix.
Yeah, it's, like, maybe, like, a thimble full of nuke.
Yeah, it's a tiny little thing. And this is, like, a grande. I mean, this is, like, a venti cup of nuke from Starbucks.
Yeah, and I was like, he's still OD, right? Like, you can't just give him...
I don't know. What do you...
He's only a spinal column.
And a brain, but...
And eyes.
The well, eyes the eyes. The eyes can the overdose, yeah.
Yeah.
As we all are aware.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't overdosed on their eyes at least once?
Whose eyes haven't OD'd, man?
Exactly. Yeah, and, like, he meets up with Angie, and she's like, oh, God, it's Kane. And so... One of the things, too, about Kane is that instead of giving him a face, they give him, like, a TV face. Monitor.
Yeah, like a TV screen. I always liked that.
And the lawnmower man playing on the TV.
It always creeped me out when I was a kid. Because it it's kind of because it looks like him, but doesn't, like, it's a computer-generated image, of course, and it's very
It's 1990. A 1990s computer.
So it has that,
image.
Like, it looks creepy, you know. And it works, because he doesn't say anything. He just growls and yells, like, uncontrollably.
Yeah. And, yeah, he... They give him, like, these massive guns. It, like, tears through everybody. Mm-hmm. And eventually, yeah, the mayor flees by through manhole cover into the sewers.
Yeah.
But he can't say anything, because he can't say that, like, a giant robot broke up his drug deal.
Exactly, because that would look way, way worse. So he just has to kind of keep his trap shut for now. And, yeah.
They also kill the turncoat.
Oh, yeah, that guy gets shot a couple times and still stands of his own power and then just gets shot a couple more times. Like,
yeah.
The last stand of that guy.
That looked kind of like an older Super Mario.
A little bit, yeah.
But now that we have multiple Marios.
Yeah.
Yes, and then RoboCop finally, like, comes into, like, the screen to investigate.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yes, this is my movie still.
Based on nothing.
No, like, just based on a hunch, I guess.
Yeah. And it goes in and finds that Hob is the only one.
Who's even remotely still has some life left in him, and nobody cares that he died.
Well, yeah, he's like, I'm dying, huh? This really sucks. He's like, yep.
Yeah, been there before, bud. Well... Rest in piss.
And so
Hob.
They turn him into Robo Kid. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because he's also a drug dealing evil person.
Exactly.
So we'll put his body into a robot body.
Into a smaller robot body. And then it'll be like a sidekick for RoboCop. That'll be great for the community.
The Robo Kid. Everyone loves a teen sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them.
Because that's what RoboCop needs.
It's a little hazy. I think he says that it was Kane, I don't know why RoboCop goes to this big gala.
Oh, fuck. I do think somebody says that it was Kane, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Because, yeah, they go to it's like OCP, their gift to the city, a multi-story community center. I was like, what is the purpose of this building?
Giant,
that is,
where are you talking about where they're having, like, the gala thing? Or
yeah, like, the big unveiling with, like, so apparently it's one auditorium where mm-hmm. you could apparently teach, like, a small, like, an English class at a city college. And it goes, like, the elevator goes, like, well over 100 feet. Like, it towers over the skyline. And I just want to know... What's with the rest of the building, OCP? Like, it's not an audit. I don't know. I overthink things. It's my thing.
Yeah, I got you. I have no idea. It's just there to be an auditorium, I imagine. But yes, they're having this big fucking. The old man is gonna be like, the city's gonna foreclose, and we're gonna build Delta City. We're gonna tear down all your shitty homes, and you're gonna have apartment like just
towers
blocks.
Of glass and steel.
Yeah.
Which, when you put it that way, sounds even more evil. And Delta City implies that there's an Alpha, Beta, and Gamma City as well.
It may be, or it's just like, it's kind of like a science fiction-y, like, futuristic.
Yeah, because it's a D, yeah. Detroit, Delta.
Yeah, so.
No, they fucked up at Albuquerque, Birmingham. Like Albuquerque, we're recording it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, Delta City.
Delta.
Echoes. Elk Echo City in Edmonton didn't go nearly as well either.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, and to protect Delta City is Kane. Look
RoboCop
at him.
RoboCop 2.
Yeah. He's bigger.
Stronger. More addicted to drugs than the first RoboCop.
Yeah, and like, RoboCop shows up, and he has the fucking...
He has a Cobra.
Yeah, he has the sniper rifle from before.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I guess he would keep it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seems pretty fucking useful.
No reason why he wouldn't.
I mean, Boddicker had like 9 of those things, so... You know.
I know, yeah, like, he's... Yeah, and he... Kane, of course, goes completely ballistic because he's, you know...
Well, the old man...
drug fix.
Like, holds up, and this is nuke! This is a whole goddamn gallon of nuke! It's been plaguing this city, and the first thing Kane's like, oh my god, there's my nuke.
That's... Yeah, and nuke is shown to be wildly addictive, so much so that a guy killed the Surgeon General just to get his hands on a little
bit
of it. Oh,
that's right, yeah. Maybe that's the thing you were talking about where I was like, wow, that's dark.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't an advertisement. That was just a news story.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it was
right.
Like,
but yeah, that was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
we forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Surgeon General.
Yeah. Well, he died as he lived, bleeding on the ground.
Yeah, the only thing I know the Surgeon General for is cigarette warnings and telling me not to use drugs before video games.
Yeah.
Thanks, William Sessions.
Looking out.
But yeah, Kane. Of course, is a nuke addict, and the old man is just waving around like fucking 3 pints of nuke.
Yeah, it's like waving an open beer can in front of a hardcore alcoholic. Like, Jesus Christ. Because, yeah, the robot is like, I want that nuke so bad. I want that nuke so bad.
Please give me your drugs.
Yeah, and that's when Kane starts going crazy. And supposedly, you can't be able to fire into the crowd. Because they have fail safes or whatever. This again brings up one of those things I always think about here, where it's like, why does he still have live ammunition?
Yeah, why did you keep live ammunition in the guy? And they're like, that's okay, we got a robot. We got the remote control, it'll disarm him. And they put it, and then he grabs the remote control, turns himself back on, and destroys the remote control.
And then just starts shooting everybody.
A giant rampage ensues, and RoboCop has to try to save the day.
And fucking the old man. He has probably my favorite line in the movie, because he delivers it so well, because, like, Dan O'Hurley, great actor, he's like, behave yourselves!
Yeah.
Like, he's fucking Zeus screaming at some demigods or some shit.
Yeah, then the RoboCop 1 and 2 are fighting each other, and, it goes into an elevator... And
I do like the stop motion with the Kane robot that they did.
They do a lot of stop motion, and the stop motion with the RoboCop, it's great.
It's really good. I liked it a lot.
I was thinking that you never really see as much stop motion anymore.
Well, it's really expensive. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like, that's as far as I'm aware, it's like, because people still do it. Like, I think that, that Wes Anderson Island of Dogs movie was stop motion. But it's just...
Yeah, there's like a horror-ish movie that took like years and years to make.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, because it's just so... I mean, if it's done super well, it's awesome, but it's just so intensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they fight up an elevator. Like, he drops him down the elevator shaft, but Kane can climb up it because it's big and he uses robot's claws to, like, go up. And then they fall all the way back down, and then through the street into the substructure, and then RoboCop shoots gas at him, causes a gas explosion because he's got like this huge like weld. He's got like an arc welder,
yeah, kind of thing.
That he's using, and he like tries to take RoboCop's head off.
Yeah, and he kind of like cuts into his helmet, so like the visor thing's a bit like shows his eye, doesn't it? For a bit,
yeah.
I can't remember. But yeah, so the fight's not going well for RoboCop.
No, and that's okay, though, because Lewis steals an APC from...
OCP guards.
The stormtroopers that are patrolling the place, because they're in, like, all leather.
Yeah,
like,
they look like they're... They look like they work for the Red Skull or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, or they're, like, the Spaceball fucking guards or some shit. But, yeah, I imagine it's the OCP Securities APC. And she runs it, she like rams into Kane, and everybody's like, ah, she did it, we, the day is saved. But you know, Kane's not taken down for long, and moves the APC out of the way, and I think that's when RoboCop like jumps,
give him the nuke.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because as he's going for the nuke, then RoboCop jumps and like rips his head out.
Mm-hmm.
Rips out the brain.
Yeah. Cool sequence too, like, because he does the whole, like, Kane does the whole like video screen so you can see his CG face screaming, and then RoboCop just smashes the brain on the ground.
Yep. And yeah, the all the OCP executives are just like, well, that's bad for business.
Oh shit, this is gonna look real bad for OCP, Johnson.
And, yeah, they're like, what if we had one lady who was acting alone,
mm-hmm,
and did this even though she knew it was a bad idea?
Kind of like she did.
And, yeah, the old man's like, yep.
That sounds good to me.
Make it happen. Even as he's consoling her.
Yeah.
Like,
she comes up with, like, oh, my God, I was so worried for you. I totally think it's bullshit on her part, too. And... fucking is like, oh yeah, I was worried, and the old man's like, oh, don't worry, everything's fine, Johnson, get on that right way. Yeah
And Lewis laments that the old man and everyone at OCP are gonna get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, just gotta be patient, I guess. And the movie just ends.
Yeah,
there, like,
we're only human.
Yeah
Well, I like that too, because it's like, we gotta fucking, like, there's just no way I could imagine RoboCop taking down all of OCP. So this is pretty much the best outcome you could hope for, really.
Yeah. So overall, mm-hmm, it's pretty good.
Yeah. This is my final notes. I liked it. Doesn't carry the weight of the first, but has good action and enough story to carry it. Just a bit long in the tooth.
Yeah, I think you could.
You
really
could cut,
trim.
Yeah, like 15 minutes at least.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that just seems to, like, go nowhere.
Yeah, drag on.
Yeah. So, this will be the last time we'll see Peter Weller in the role.
Yeah.
Next time he reprises it, Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, which we will not be watching.
Well, it's not a... Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then there's a video game, which I'm currently playing, called Rogue City, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Takes place right after 2, and I've really have been enjoying my time with that.
Yeah, that's the really cool, like, that's the stuff that I like seeing them do, you know, where you can kind of, like, revisit these things, but create stories, you know, still within that world, that still feel like it's, like, in this case, RoboCop, right? And, mm-hmm, you know, be able to tell more stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah, don't worry, though. We still have 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
We're halfway. And,
we're almost there.
Yeah. Next one, the only thing I remember is the jetpack.
Jetpack, yeah.
I think that's, like, on the poster.
It is on the poster. It was on the poster, and I have some old comics from the period, too, and it's on every ad for RoboCop 3, him and that fucking jetpack.
I mean, because, yeah.
It's badass. I mean, it, honestly, best part of it.
Yeah, well, it just, like, I remember just feeling like one of those things that you sell toys with,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Well, it,
like,
definitely is. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
RoboCop 3.
And then
that's next week.
And then the reboot, which neither of us have seen. But I don't know. I'm actually getting pretty, I'm not going to say, like, 100% excited, but I'm really interested to see what they do with the 2014 one.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where that turns out.
Yeah.
Because so far I've been enjoying it,
mm-hmm,
like, more than I thought. Like, I knew I'd like the first one, but it's been a while since I've seen RoboCop.
Yeah, me too.
Too,
I was surprised by how much I was like, okay, yeah, this isn't a fucking travesty. Because sometimes when people talk about the RoboCop movies, they, you know, the first one always has, like, the, of course, the praise, but then anytime the sequels are mentioned, it's always like, ugh, you know? And I didn't mind this one. This wasn't bad.
It's definitely not as good.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the depth of the first one.
But like, it's not terrible. I'd watch it again.
Yeah, me too. I absolutely thought that. I was like, man, this is kind of fun. I would like to, you know, if either just have it on in the background while you're doing something, or, you know, just need something that you like to watch, this is totally worth it. Mm-hmm. Just a bit too long. That's my only real, like, gripe with it.
Yeah, I think you could cut out, even though, like, man versus food is all good.
Well, the thing that I think about is, like, disassembling RoboCop. You could have, like, done maybe a shot of that and then just left it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or, like, turning RoboCop into a wuss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't go anywhere.
Not really. We get the point after, like, 5 minutes.
But it goes on for a lot longer than we talk about it for.
Yeah. Just because he just does, like, he's... I mean, it's funny. To give it credit, it does give some great levity, because Peter Weller can, like, actually show a bit of range as RoboCop, but otherwise it just doesn't... It doesn't necessarily add anything on the whole.
Yeah. But, yeah. So RoboCop... Did we announce what we're doing after RoboCop?
We'll talk about it in the third one. We'll announce.
Okay. All right. But until then, I'm Devin.
And I'm Dayton.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See ya.
Peace.